Hey guys, good morning. By the way, I'm Dave. I'm having such a good time. I want to go out and haul some heavy stuff just so I can become a member of this association. We're actually talking to a lot of great people this morning that we talked to yesterday as well. We got a collection of Johns, but we were having a great time last night, didn't we, Dave?
We absolutely did, and the guy responsible for it is sitting right across from us now, our great friend John Coca from Diamond Transportation System. You know, we've been throwing out websites all morning, so I'm going to throw out yours right now so folks can get it the first, and then I'll repeat it so they can double check it. DiamondTrans.net is Diamond Transportation Systems. And an unofficial, official welcome for about the third time here, but you're one of our newer sponsors here, and we really love working with you guys. And we have a lot of your drivers that have been our listeners for a lot of years, so another shout out to them here this morning. But we're really not here to talk about Diamond so much as we are about TMHA. You've been part and parcel of that. You've been chairman a couple of times.
I have. I've done it probably about 10 years ago, and then again maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And yeah, it's fun. You learn to kind of lead an organization like this, and it meant something to me because a lot of people don't know this, but back in the 50s when this organization started, it was my grandfather and Bob Molinaro from Warren Transport that had this idea and put it together. Two very tough competitors in the same industry doing the same thing, but needed to bring people together to...
You've just described the history of trucking.
Right.
I mean, somebody with his family involved here, the idea that it's highly competitive, while at the same time understanding that if we actually are too competitive and cutthroat in the competition, we all will sink, or at least we'll get a blowout on the road to some degree. And, you know, one of the things that we were all talking about last night that's kind of important for this organization is the fact that so many people, myself included, are just relieved to be back. To actually be around people that we care about, people that we've missed, a chance to talk to old associates. And that's why organizations like this are so very important, right?
Yeah, I mean, up until a month ago, we still weren't sure what was going to happen. We're having our board meetings and our calls, and we're trying to figure out, hey, are we going to be able to make this work? And, you know, luckily, you know, we did. And, you know, last night was a great kind of intro into getting back out there. We're a good small size group, so it was a little easier to put together than if we had 5,000-6,000 members. So
like next year,
yeah, we knew we could make it work.
That's one of the great advantages too about an organization that is, you know, kind of what you guys do, is that everybody knows everybody. Despite the fact that some companies might be big and others might be a little bit on the smaller side, everybody is essentially first among equals. They actually all kind of get along and kind of and able to get the kind of attention you need given the specialty areas that people work in regards to machinery hauling. So can you talk about the idea of what it is you guys look for in people who want to become members?
Well, specifically, I don't know. I mean, machinery haulers is how we started. We were all carriers for like the Deers, the CNHs,
right.
and there were tractors and machines that we'd haul around. But we've opened it up to other things. I mean, you classify it as machinery, but some people call it flatbedding, some people call it open deck. It's really just if it's on an open deck and you chain or strap it down, you tarp it, maybe a little bit wide, high, heavy, then this is the place for you guys. I mean, it's... And what I really enjoyed about this organization more than some of the other ones, and there's nothing bad about TCA or ATA, but as a small carrier, I felt like coming in here, I had a voice. When you go to some of those, bigger organizations,
right.
And you've got 30 guys from UPS or FedEx, and they demand a lot of attention.
And the other thing is, too, is that you're suddenly in an organization where people are speaking the same language, you know,
right.
And there's so many different languages. Everybody thinks it's one language in trucking. But what you guys do, in the sense, the idea of that kind of communication, you know, it's one of those places you go when you realize you're not alone and feeling alone. and suddenly in kind of joining the organization, you realize that there's somebody who actually understands your specific set of problems, your specific set of issues, and has the time to give you the attention that you need. And that's one of the things I was seeing last night with some of the conversations people were having, was that people knew exactly the problems, right, and also the advantages that people were facing. And so in that way, it seems like this organization is uniquely positioned to sort of help those who are looking for a very specific kind of voice to speak for them and to them, right?
Right. Yeah, and we try to aim our meetings to get people in front of us, our speakers, that talk directly to what our issues are, you know, permitting issues and routing and things like that that a lot of other trucking companies don't have to deal with. So, you know, it's nice to be in a group. Misery loves company, right? I mean, and that's basically what it is. Somebody speaks up, they have an issue with, you know, whatever state and permitting and getting things, and we all will email each other and figure out a way to, you know, make it better.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the industry, as people talk about, so much of it is being isolated, being alone. If that, you know what I'm saying, the idea of being alone is always the thing. But the idea is that when you join organizations like this, you suddenly realize that either whether you're behind your desk or you're behind a wheel, you're not alone anymore.
Right.
And the idea that, you know, and unlike bigger organizations, where it's great to be a member of those bigger organizations, but those big organizations, there's so many voices competing. This one is able to speak sometimes in a singular voice because it's able to focus on its individual voices.
Right.
And that, in many ways, is kind of the selling point of what you guys are up to. Let me ask you this too, in regards to what the future holds, what you guys are, you know, what you're hoping the organization becomes, given how far it's come already. Where do you see the future heading for you guys?
You know, that's a tough question. I mean, we've been trying to grow the organization for quite some time, and to me, in what we do, it's such a no-brainer. If you're doing the type of freight that we do in haul, you're going to be in a room with people that are all going through the same things. Now, there's a fine line because we are so close together,
right,
with the antitrust, but we do a good job of making sure that we're not going to talk about specific type things, rates,
right,
et cetera.
Of course.
But, you know, we all go through the same issues, and to me, it's stunning when we reach out to a carrier that does what we do, and they just flat out say, no, we'll pass. You know, we're in this organization, and we're in our state organization, because we're so specific to what we do. Now, we also have, it's incredible, like, niche trucking. There's not a ton of us. I bet there's probably 50 or less that, in the country, that really do what we do, that have any size or substance. So, you know, you got to be pretty focused on them to get them to come in.
But the other thing is, though, is the fact that you also, and I'm going to say this from yesterday, Dave, it's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only do you guys share a lot in common in regards to your businesses, but it seems like a lot of your interest, a lot of the people, you know, the kind of people that gravitate into this field also gravitate towards certain kind of, you know, social events, certain kind of fun. And there's a lot of, like, you know, a lot of really good time conversations I was having yesterday. Kind of in the weeds with your outgoing chair about snowmobiling, you know, and it's like a lot of really fun conversations.
Dave that just walked by, yeah, he's good persons, you know. And we've gotten really close. We consider ourselves more than just truckers now. We're all friends.
Right.
I mean, we truly are friends, like small group texts.
Oh, we saw that. Yeah. We noticed that.
Yeah.
Because it's been a year, but we've been to a lot of conventions with a lot of organizations, and I didn't see the camaraderie
the ease which we were put at from the get-go.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
people are always very lovely. We come places, people are glad to have us there, but the sense of kind of falling into this situation and feeling like I was around a bunch of people that I had known, even though I talked to many of you on the radio, that I had known for a long time. And there really is a sense that if you have this connective tissue, this machinery hauler tissue, this flatbed tissue, that you can actually really kind of get into this very, very quickly and find you have a lot more friends than you thought you had the day before. And that seems to be a real kind of big selling point here as well.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. I mean, I've been coming to these meetings. My grandfather drugged me along.
We saw that yesterday. We saw kids here as well. Yeah, people brought their kids along. I mean, it's a family organization.
I was 6 years old running underneath banquet tables in Marco Island, Florida, at one of these machinery hauler meetings. I remember that. It's one of my first memories. I mean, it's and in trucking, you guys know it. It's family. People get their families into it. There's probably more family-owned trucking companies than just about any other business out there.
Couldn't think of a better closing note than that, because now I'm picturing you as a six-year-old running under the tables, man.
Hey, it happened.
We got you, John.
Me and my brother.
We got your number.
There's the music, guys, by the way. Fantastic, John. It's great to see you today. It was great to see you yesterday. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. Thank you so much, man.
Hey, thank you guys for coming down. I think this is a great thing.
John Coca, Diamond Transportation System.
Having a good time yet, Dave?
Yes, I'm starting to.
Me too. I'm warming up to this.